out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after, well, you know, 15, 10 minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. The same after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Yay!
Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, wee wee.
I don't know if I can hear you.
You can't hear me? Is it my?
We'll figure out in a second. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it.
Yay.
We are going to be here for the next
cup dance on this. Wait, I'm sorry.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us. Social media and all that stuff. My name is Patrick Vile. Now we will test Ryan Pfeiffer's mic.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It's not working.
Not looking good.
Oh, God damn it. Maybe it's my cord. I'm jiggling the cord. Does that help? That definitely doesn't help. Testing.
You can talk into it.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You are coming through in some capacity.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear a thumping on my end. shit, guys. I think this cord, my XLR cord has AIDS or something. I don't know. Yes, it's that one.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening, text me. Let me know if you can hear or not.
Your levels look really low.
Really? Well, maybe I'm not projecting and shit like that. I never got yelled at about being quiet in theater school. That was not my problem.
There you go.
I was always able to be heard.
Yeah, you may be there now.
Oh, am I better now?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for putting up with our bullshit.
Yes.
And we're back in the same studio.
Thank you, at Vile Experience, for holding down the fort while I was in the Alaskan Shire.
Thank you. There were no insurgencies.
Oh, really?
Nothing happened.
Good God.
Yeah.
Ugh. Are we going to get stormed because we're a voice of the resistance? Yeah, no one what?
I was just going to say, nobody found out we live here.
Yeah, please, please.
Election coming up this weekend,
yes.
By the way, for us.
Right. Oh, okay. I am.
Everybody's registered then.
Yep.
We're going to go and cast our votes. But this is the primary also for like the mayor and stuff.
I know all about that mayoral race. Hey, by the way, I got you something from Alaska. That's for you.
Here. I know, a giant. What?
That's from Alaska.
It's a bullet.
Yes.
A knife.
Look at it more closely.
It says Alaska.
Yes.
And it's got a little penknife in it.
Ooh, right.
And that's awesome.
It's a pocket knife
made out of
a bullet. Do you like it?
Bullet. It's cool.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
America.
Yes.
God, those things are.
I got you that hat, but also this too. There's that.
Look at these gifts rolling in.
Yep.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Is this real moose shit?
Right. Oh, yeah. And my mom got you some stuff too. From
Alaska, God.
So
well,
anyway,
look at that. That's very kind of everyone.
Right.
Got me a cool Alaska
Thank
hat.
Thank you for holding down the podcast and shit like that.
You got some merch.
Yeah, a bullet. Who the fuck would? It's like, to me, it's insane. It's like, it's a bullet and a knife. It's a knife and a bullet.
Well, I think the bullet part is probably non-operative anymore. And
negative.
Unless you want to poke somebody in the eye with it or push it into them really hard.
They have so many bullets up there. They're like, shit, let's do something else with them.
Superman could probably throw.
That, what do you mean?
Could probably throw a bullet at people and hurt them.
Unless it's made of kryptonite.
Which apparently is quite abundant.
Oh, yes.
As the rarest item on the planet, because
that's why Superman sucks.
We talked about this before. Yeah. It's every fucking episode.
If you want to beat Superman, get some fucking kryptonite.
Right.
That's every fucking one. Everyone.
Three Doors Down.
Right. Oh my God. That's their song.
It's their famous song, right?
Three Doors Down. What do I know that band from? Oh, right. They're the Traitors that performed on Schindler's inaugural.
They're so famous now, though, and they've done so well since.
I will not listen. I will not download. I will not listen to one more fucking note of Three Doors Down. You perform for Schindler. How dare you?
The tribe has spoken.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah, man.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Lots of stories. I mean, we don't even have to fucking try.
Yes.
With what's going on with the faux Christian in the White House.
Ooh, yes. Faux Christian.
And the evangelicals who have utterly sold out all any sense of morality or high ground or ethics or anything.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not that familiar with Christianity and shit, but damn, Trump is...
Didn't you go to Sunday school?
Yeah.
Pay attention?
No. I mean, yes, I did. I didn't.
Were there tests in Sunday school? See, I went to Catholic school, so every day was Sunday school. So I don't know like what for Sunday school is about.
What? Listen, I don't mean to sound like a dick, but what you don't understand is the difference between what you did and what I did. People that do what you do are drunk.
What do you mean?
I mean, Catholics are drunk. They're drunk.
How dare
a
you?
Lot. No, a lot. A lot more than the Southern Baptists and the Baptists.
Well, okay.
You know what
Maybe.
I mean? And there's
I haven't
a way
done a study.
I've seen Catholic Church, and you guys... I
was in an Irish Catholic neighborhood, so you can't...
No drinking
there. You can't
there.
Judge, yeah.
But you guys have this way of like, you just accept this shit, and you do it, and you don't think about it, and you don't get excited about it. The Baptists...
Well, we don't pay attention to it, aside from those 24 to 36 minutes that we spend
but you learn talking, a bunch of shit,
talking to
though.
God. Oh, in the school, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what my point is.
I mean, we had religion class every year. Yeah. I mean, every day, every year, but it was...
The evangelical...
A lot of the religion class was not religion. Like, even in high school, I went to fucking Catholic high school, too. And even in high school... Religion class was like philosophy one year. It was communications, you know, and stuff like that. It was
right.
There was only like one year in high school that we like went through the Bible.
In PE, did you guys do sprints and running and things like that?
In thongs.
Really?
It was a Catholic school.
I was going to say, maybe you need that. It's just like, you just need to be able to outrun that priest.
Yeah, we got that story. Horrific.
Yeah.
What's going on in Philadelphia? Is it Pittsburgh? Philadelphia?
What is that? I didn't see that.
300?
Oh, God, I did see that.
Yeah.
300, dude. At what point do you guys just say, okay, we're shutting this religion down. Fuck it.
Yeah. It's,
really?
Utterly horrific. And the details that they've got, I mean, just from decades. One of the victims is 82 now.
What?
So, like, 70 years ago, there was a priest diddling away.
Just stop. When do we got to get somebody with balls. Somebody say, listen, Catholics, stop. Go home. I don't know what to tell you. Quit molesting people.
Well, and this has been going on for a while. This isn't, like, new news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, I thought this story of priests getting shuffled around and shit had broken quite a while back. Isn't a running joke for quite a while been the priests and boys?
Is the deal
boys?
With this story is there so much evidence?
Well, yeah, I think they're just finding the cover-ups now.
Right. It's disgusting.
And, state by state, country by country, Ireland had huge
right.
investigations and hundreds of victims.
He's fucked up. He's fucked up.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Sky God. Hey, Sky God, why'd you let all these kids get molested? It's your fault, right? It's your house.
Well, it was their fault for looking so young.
Oh, yes.
And fetching.
No, all right. Don't you blame God, though? I mean, if you buy into all this religion bullshit and you believe, because I don't know what the Catholics believe, but the evangelicals believe that the church is the house of God. So if it's God fucking, if it's God's fucking house,
yeah,
then why did God let all these priests molest all these kids in his fucking house?
Oh, God's like Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, is he? That's unlucky. On our planet, we got a God that's a fucking diddler.
It's the diddler.
That's bullshit.
God.
Please clap.
Hey, Jeb.
Thank you.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines, and we'll get to the fun stuff. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Welcome
thank you, Kay.
The Alaskan
for
tundra.
These right. Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep!
And Cole, Florida, Dateline, August 17th, 2018.
The year of our child molesting lord.
Oh, we're losing listeners left and right.
Oh, I bet we're gaining listeners.
These are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
Over to the Comedy Pinko Liberal.
A fate.
HuffPost.
Oh, wee-wee.
The headline is loading.
Yes.
South India horror. Hundreds dead in floods.
Oh, my God, man. Oh.
The earth is pissed.
Right.
The devastating floods in South India leave 300 dead and thousands displaced. I'm sure it will end up to be a lot more, knowing how these things work out. Like, I don't know, Puerto Rico?
Yes.
What'd they say? The last number I saw?
From that country?
1,400 or something,
oh, yeah,
they think,
yeah,
died now? Not the six? That Donald Trump is like, we only had six people dead?
No, I think it was a few. I think it was like 4,000 something.
Was it?
Yeah, the number
first
is
I
way
saw
up
it was
there.
Like 1,400, oh, okay. But maybe it's increased since
right.
then.
I listened to a whole thing on global warming on Fresh Air, you know, Terry Crews.
Yes.
Fuck you, like fuck this. You, fuck you.
India, man.
It's the opposite the office, of how Terry Gross
Terry
talks.
Gross. I would love to hear Terry Gross of Fresh Air on NPR tell somebody to fuck off. That would be fascinating. Yeah. But those cities in India, man, they're built on swamps. And so they filled in a lot of the waterways, right? So when the tides come in and the waters come in, they don't have these little waterways to go into anymore. So they just flood the cities.
Nice.
And it's only getting worse, baby.
Yeah. I saw another story that somewhere in Texas, a town, is now 700% increase in the water being used for fracking.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, what happens when, I mean, it's going to happen. Some of these big aquifers are going to get poisoned because they've already said that shit you can't clean out. You can't run that water through a coffee filter
yes.
and drink it with these horrible fracking chemicals in it.
Ugh.
So it's ruined. I mean, it's destroyed. When that starts happening, yay, profits, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we made some money.
People are going to end up killing each other over water.
That's the thing. You know, future generations are going to be like, wow, how funny was it that they thought that there was enough water?
Well, the civil war in Syria, I saw somewhere that has something to do with the droughts they had right before that war. Syria had a shit ton of droughts. And it fucked up people's crops and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, horrific sitch in going on in South India.
Sitch.
Yeah.
It's a sitch. It's a bad sitch, man.
It's a really bad flooding situation. 220,000 seeking shelter in camps.
Where? In India?
In India.
God damn.
200,000.
That's a lot.
Monsoon floods occur every year in India, but the severity of this year's flooding is unprecedented.
Right. And next year, it's going to be what? Unprecedented. Because we're fucked.
Floods have also resulted in deaths in the states of Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Maharashtra,
yes,
Gujarat,
yay,
Assam, and Nagaland.
Ooh, listen, you did better than Schindler. You did so much better. What about Nipple? Nipple. Is Nipple safe?
What about Nipple?
And Button.
And what's that N-I-G-E-R one?
Listen, Mr. President, don't try that one.
I saw a story that did the president say the N-word? What?
Of course!
Wait, how many times today has the president said the N-word? Should be the question.
How many times on the fucking golf course in front of his fucking shitty fucking racist white fat cat friends did he bust out the N-word, man? What do you think?
And Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, my N-word?
Oh, God, he didn't. He didn't. Come on. Oh, God, what a dick.
That would be the pinnacle if he came out and said,
yeah,
in public, I just want to say that Kanye is my N-word.
Yes.
Hey, at the end.
Since we're talking about Trump, I'm sorry. I've been dying to ask you about this. I mean, congrats to our president. What a nice tribute he tweeted out for Aretha Franklin. That was nice. R.I.P. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. And by the way, she worked for me on several occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? It's the worst. It's the worst. Did you read Obama's tweet?
That was amazing, of course.
Read those two tweets. And you just, I want to take a fork and I really don't want to stab my eyes out, but I kind of do.
It wasn't a tweet from Trump. It was a statement. But
okay.
The tweet that he put out.
She worked for me.
I'm scrolling through.
She worked for me.
They're all crazy.
She's the queen of fucking soul.
All he said on Twitter about her was, "The queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, is dead. She was a great woman with a wonderful gift from God. Her voice, she would be missed."
Wow, great.
Yeah, is dead. Is there? There's a slightly better way of saying that without even getting all spiritually and gaudy and stuff like that.
Well, there is.
Has passed. Has.
Read Obama's.
Yeah.
Read Obama's. And you're like, what do we do?
Well, and thanks for the news flash, Don.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We know she's dead.
Right, right. Why not just give a tribute? Why say she's dead? You're not breaking the news, Donnie.
You know what, Don? Fucking Obama could just be sensitive and can be empathetic because he's not a fucking racist dickhead. I bet it took him less time to come up with that nice, sensitive tweet about Aretha Franklin than it took for Don to come up with that fucking...
Well, yeah, and then he gave that statement that said,
she
worked for me many times. She was the help.
Right. I don't want to hear racist Donald Trump talk about a woman of color and how she worked for him.
Aretha helped define the American experience. In her voice, we could feel our history, all of it, and in every shade. Our power and our pain, our darkness and our light, our quest for redemption and our hard-won respect. May the Queen of Soul rest in eternal peace.
Yeah. Why couldn't... Hey, Stephen Miller, why couldn't you have written that?
Well, that was Melania. Oh, no, I'm kidding. That was Obama.
That was Michelle Obama.
That was Michelle. Whatever Michelle tweeted, that's yes. What Melania will be using. God. So, big difference there. In what's going on, the headline that's the headline at the HuffPo is our brethren over in India, suffering from some
floods.
If only we could send some of that water to California,
right?
Put out the fucking fires there that are caused by butt sex.
Yes, and
we've got that story coming up. By the way,
shut up, really?
Sure, pick one.
Somebody's blaming the wildfires on anal sex.
Who isn't?
That's true.
On that side of those
people
loonies.
have a weird idea of how fire is created, I think.
Right.
Or
they're doing something wrong.
I was saying it's really intense butt sex.
Man, it's like the Flash.
Is that in the Boy Scout handbook on how
you
to make
fucked it up.
Fire?
God damn you.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up.
Boo.
Offer is still out there, by the way. Anybody that may be listening that may have any jizz-stained dress from Donald Trump.
Right.
Please call us. We would love to be the Matt Drudges of the Trump era.
Yeah, and we're going to handle that shit with latex gloves.
Could make us famous.
All right. Like, what do we do with that?
Drudge was a fucking blogger who was friends with Linda Tripp, right? That was the deal?
Yeah. John Goodman.
What about him?
Well, he played Linda Tripp on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that was horrific. Yeah.
You remember that?
Hilarious. Yeah. Horrible.
Oh, that was funny as shit.
Well, this is interesting. We were going to talk about this a little bit. The judge fears Manafort jury safety.
What the fuck does that mean?
This is interesting.
Are we living in a season of 24 right now?
Maybe this explains what these mysterious closed door, no jury sessions have been about.
Yes.
I just sullied my computer because the link goes to Litter Fucker Carlson's joint, the Daily Caller.
Ooh, look at my big joint.
Blah.
God, he's a vomit.
He's a puke.
He's an MRA guy, right? He's a male rights activist.
He's the epitome of Trumpian assholery.
Is he
right
racist?
I put a story up today on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Tweet us during the show @crabdiving.
Yes.
I put a story up about fucker getting in an argument with a Hispanic activist about that tacos aren't theirs. Tacos are American.
Tacos are from Mexico.
Well, and I don't know.
Or from wherever.
I didn't research the etymology of tacos.
Where are they from? I mean, are they Mexican?
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, you're right. Who gives a fuck? You can't take our tacos.
They were talking about the Mexican restaurant in,
yes,
was it Texas, where Jeff Sessions went and had dinner, and then the one of the employees went and the manager tweeted, "We were honored to have Jeff Sessions."
Oh my God.
And then of course hellfire rained down on the business. Now they took down their Facebook page.
Right.
Their Yelp is under review. All that stuff.
Dude, I mean, these people are fascists. Donald Trump is a fascist. Jeff Sessions is a fascist.
But that was what the Tucker Carlson was talking about. Something about Mexican food. Like, Mexican food isn't yours. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Go to our Facebook page and read it.
This taco isn't yours.
This says Manafort's judge is under federal protection after wave of threats.
Are you shitting me?
Judge T.S. Ellis III revealed in open court today that he has received death threats relating to his presiding over Manafort's trial for bank and tax fraud.
What? To what end, though? Like, they're threatening this judge. Well, who's threatening him, and what do you think they want out of
it? Well, if they're talking about it over at the Caller, I'm assuming it's people that are pissed off that the judge seems to be, I don't know if you've been following it, but the judge seems to be really biased against the prosecution. He picks the fuck on the prosecution time and time and time again, to the point where he even had to once kind of non-apologize to the jury for something he said. And then he told them they could have this expert witness sit in for the trial and sit there. And then, like, 3 days later, the witness was sitting there, and the judge is like, "What the fuck is he doing here?" And they're like, "Well, you told us he could be here." He's like, "You're there or not?" Yelled at him. And then the next day, they showed him the transcript where he had said, "Yeah, that's fine. The guy can sit there."
Oh, my God. You think the case against Manafort is so strong that the judge is trying to...
Well, you know, people that have...
Do you know what I mean?
People that have... You know, a lot of the pundits on telly...
Pundit.
Are former attorneys and attorneys general and state's attorneys and stuff like that. And a bunch of them have argued in front of this guy. And they're like, "Well, no, this is kind of par for the course. And it doesn't necessarily mean which way the trial is going."
Right, right.
But it can, you know, influence the jury. If he was shitting on evidence.
Maybe he doesn't.
And stuff like that. The jury was presenting. Or the prosecution, excuse me, was presenting. He's just been... the appearance of bias against the prosecution.
What the fuck?
But I don't know. I will read ahead.
And now he's getting threatened.
I have the marshal's protection, he said. I don't even go to the hotel alone. We won't reveal the name of the hotel. I had no idea this case excited this much emotion in the public.
Well,
the judge has also said there was a request to release the names of the jurors. He will not do that. He said he won't release the names, citing safety reasons. He made the comments after a bunch of news organizations asked for the names and addresses of the jurors.
Good God.
Which is usually public record.
If you were on this trial, would you want your address out there? Fuck no, man.
There's no reason to believe that extraordinary circumstances they were asking about for these names, but the judge disagreed and said he's worried that they'd be subject to the same harassment he's getting.
Right.
I agree with the judge on that one.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
On Friday afternoon, the jury sent a note to the judge, and the judge sent a note to himself.
Yes.
Indicating they had not yet reached a verdict and hoped to adjourn for the day, which is Friday afternoon is usually, they were saying, a favorite time.
Right.
Because everybody wants to be done and not come back on Monday and do this bullshit. So usually trials that go to jury end up to a Friday. That's usually a day that's a good day for them to be like, all right, let's wrap this fucker up.
Oh, yeah. Now they have to hang out over the weekend?
Well, no, they're not sequestered.
Oh, okay. God, I'd be like, fuck that. I'm going home. He's guilty. He's fucking guilty. Just say he's guilty and get on with it. What the fuck?
He's on trial for 18 counts of fraud. I think they presented, I want to say, around 400 pieces of evidence for this trial.
Yes.
And they've already said, no, I might get this number wrong, but I think it's 700. They've already said the next trial, which is going to start in a few weeks, is in the other district.
Yes.
Against him. 700.
Oh, my God.
Pieces of evidence.
Is it true that they have a bald eagle beret this time? They're going to.
An eagle skin beret that he
has? Yes.
So there you go. The judge, unsurprisingly, but we don't know the nature. We don't know if it's people that are pissed at him for being mean to the prosecution or if it's people saying you better find him innocent. If it's Trumpists saying, you know, threatening him that he better.
Well,
not that he can do much.
You know what? It doesn't matter, though. It's people threatening and it makes people nervous about
either
our justice system.
Yeah.
We're nervous about our electoral system. We're nervous about our cops.
Well, and welcome to Trump land.
Yeah. Right?
This is the atmosphere.
Violent, angry, racist, sexist, fucked up.
It is Friday, everybody. Faithless Friday. We got some,
Jesus is my favorite.
Some faithless.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
We can't be my. Let me ask you something. Say you're in Space Force diddling around, whatever they are. I don't know what the fuck we're supposed to be shooting at up there. What happens if you run into Sky God?
Well, we already have a section of the Air Force.
Yeah.
That is doing the space thing. That's the NASA dudes are part of the Air Force.
Boring. That's not space, though. That's not lasers and that's not lightsabers. Boring. Because ion cannons. What else do they have in Star Wars? What else do they have? Ion cannons, one of my favorite. Blasters, fucking Star Destroyers.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no. We're not having him in Space Force. Sorry.
Jar Jar's not welcome in Space Force?
Fuck no, man. Fuck that shit.
You're very
what?
Speciesist.
How does that work? Like, if you can't hate all of the Jar Jar beings. I mean, you're right. That's speciesist. You gotta like them, accept them.
They were an unfortunate,
you know,
way to do.
It's just like you wanted to ask George Lucas, like, what happened to you? What happened to you?
Yeah, well,
and that, you know, that sucks.
Some think it was the influence of his wife.
His wife
was also
like
an editor, wasn't she, on the first trilogy?
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe.
The first trilogy was good. You're talking about Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
That's
Ewoks.
What I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And then after they divorced and she was gone.
Right.
You know, maybe.
And she's back.
Huh?
She's back.
No.
They divorced since Jar Jar Binks.
They divorced before Jar Jar. I'm suggesting Jar Jar is the result of the divorce.
Oh, that, my God.
That her influence over George maybe helped create.
Imagine, you know, you're so
a little
sad.
Better storytelling as opposed to Jar fucking Jar Binks. And
poor George Lucas was so sad over his divorce. He created Jar Jar Binks. Oh, my God.
And maybe casting choices, too, with kid who...
Oh, he sucked.
Jake Lloyd. No offense, God. Jake. I don't know if you're still working. I hope you've improved, but fuck.
Yeah, you suck, dude.
And then I think I've talked about this before on the show, but you go on the internets and find the auditions of all these other great kid actors that were amazing.
What do you mean? Hollywood didn't pick the most talented person?
Yeah, and then they show Jake Lloyd, and it's just like there just didn't seem to be a whole lot going on there.
Right. Is there going to be a movie, Space Force?
There probably is already. There's probably some 50s movie or 40s movie, Space Force.
Space Force.
So those are your headlines, everybody. The horrific flooding and the unshocking threats against the judge. To be honest with you, unshocking in this Trumpian.
I think it's crazy as fuck, man.
This Trumpian atmosphere, though.
Yeah, it makes sense. How are we going to make space great again?
It's the way they roll.
Oh, yes.
The other thing today, that gives our president that turns his smile upside down.
Pee on me.
Is the fact that his military parade has been postponed.
What the fuck?
One might say canceled.
Damn!
But so far, they're like, we're going to postpone it.
We were going to go live and cover it, right?
Oh, I didn't see this other part. So it started out as like 9 million or 19 million or 20 million. I forget what the fucking initial cost was.
Yes.
But a story came out a couple of days ago that the Defense Department, this is the Defense Department. This isn't, you know, like his deep state. This is these are his buddies in the DOD.
Right, right.
Estimated that it would cost $92 million.
What the fuck?
Which includes $50 million for the Pentagon, $42 million for other government agencies, $13 million alone for Popo.
I have an idea. What about the money that they raised? Do you remember the inauguration for Trump?
Yeah, where's that 100 mil?
Why can't you apply the 100 mil for the inauguration of this dipshit military parade?
Rachel Maddow talks about that every once in a while. She'll unearth that one and still talk about it. Yeah, we still don't know where the excess from the 100 mil went, because there's no way in hell they had to pay three doors down more than Beyonce and Jay-Z got paid to perform for Obama.
We're never going to figure out where that money went. I guarantee you.
Maybe.
Nobody's going to know.
Eventually.
Where's that on the list? I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, all the shit that's being investigated for Trump, the number one thing on the list is obstruction or collusion.
Yes, no collusion.
That's the first one, right?
For him?
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a list. Someone has to have a list of, like, a hierarchy of things that are being looked into.
I'm assuming Mueller, but you know, his scope is kind of limited, but the way they worded the letter that mandated him or started his office was that
mandate
that anything he found.
Yeah.
And that's how Cohen got.
Right.
That's why he turned it over to the Southern District of New York, because it has nothing to do with the Russian collusion or anything else, really. And they were state issues, crimes, and that's why he turned it over to that other state's attorney.
And what about the emoluments? I mean, that's got to be way up there, right? I mean, that's important.
There's a couple lawsuits that are going through the courts that have been allowed to proceed.
I mean, this dickhead's making money off being president.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So Trump's not happy about it. Took to Twitter. I think this has to be the spiral, right? This has to be
I don't know the
unhinged spiraling out of control. They're saying wait for the weekend because he's going to, I don't know where he's fucking going this weekend.
But Mar-a-Lago?
No, somewhere else. But he's going to be, maybe it's his Jersey golf course. But he's, they're saying he's going to be without a lot of staff.
Yes.
Which usually means
staffless.
It's Trump unhinged completely.
What?
That's suggesting that there's hinging by any of these people.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But apparently, maybe there is because he's now. They're saying wait for the weekend because he's really, especially if it rains,
right
where he's at, and he can't go out and golf.
Oh my god! If you can't find him a place to golf, can you find a mini golf course? I mean, does he settle
DR
for that?
Golf?
Oh god, does he? Do you think he plays mini golf? Because that's fun and, you know, and kind of.
No, he can't.
No, there's no way.
There's no mirth in that, man.
Right. Because that's a fun thing to do.
President Trump on Friday protested a decision to postpone his planned military parade.
Sad.
Criticizing Washington city leaders and announcing. This is hilarious. Okay, fuck it. I'm going to Armistice Day parade in Paris instead.
That's what he said?
Right. He's like, fuck it. I'll go get a nice big parade in Paris. Fuck you guys.
Do you just want to see a parade, Donald? If you just want to see a fucking parade.
How sad.
Can we have a parade? Can we have a parade in Washington that's in support of these immigrant families that need to be reunited? Can we have a parade that's supporting people that have died from senseless acts of violence from our fucking thug police? Can we have a parade for those people?
They do, but they're...
It's in prison.
They're protest parades.
Yeah, yeah, it's a protest.
And then the police beat them up and shoot them with tear gas and shit.
What an idiot.
Trump tweeted this morning, 6:57 a.m., the local politicians who run Washington, D.C., parentheses, poorly.
Yes, poorly.
Know a windfall when they see it.
Okay. Yes. Does she need to go out? Okay, I got it.
The dog's having some issues with puking and she's got the poops, and so I'm gonna keep talking. So Trump said the local politicians who run Washington D.C. poorly know a windfall when they see it. When asked to give us a price for holding a great celebratory military parade, they wanted a number so ridiculously high that I canceled it. Never let someone hold you up. I will instead, attend a big parade already scheduled at Andrews Air Force Base on a different date and go to the Paris parade celebrating the end of the war on November 11th. So a big giant fuck you from the president. Yeah, you guys won't throw me my parade. I'm going to go to a different parade elsewhere. Hey, if you want to help us out here at Streaming Liberal, Screaming and Streaming Liberal Media, you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Everything that you buy for that session, do it every time. And what you buy for that session, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here at Cussin' Liberal Media. Ryan will be back in a moment. He very heroically decided to run the little shit bomb outside. Did she poop or pee? No. Okay. The Pentagon said that it would postpone the parade indefinitely because of ballooning costs. The Defense Department estimated the cost at 92, I said. It had been scheduled to coincide with Veterans Day this year. So Trump, of course, hates the D.C., the local government there in D.C., because they hate him. And I think Trump won, like, I don't know, single digits in D.C. or something.
Nobody likes him.
Thank you for taking
the dog
out.
No problem. Well, D.C., it's a bunch of the politicians there. They're a bunch of libs, right?
They are.
They don't want shit to do. fucking Nazi in the White House.
And right
of
outside the
like
Beltway,
a
lot of African Americans.
You're right.
Who aren't. Gosh, I wonder why they wouldn't like Trump.
Hey, by the way, nobody should like Trump for that very reason. He's mean to black people. Fuck that.
I'll read it quickly again for you, Ryan. So
thank you.
You can get your reaction. The local politicians who run D.C. poorly know windfall when they see it.
Oh, God.
When asked to look who's talking. Look who is fucking talking. God, I wonder what the rates at the Trump Hotel were going to be that weekend.
God damn it. Oh, my God. I didn't think about that. You come in to see this fucking parade. You're going to stay at his fucking hotel. You're going to eat at his fucking restaurants.
When asked to give a surprise for holding a great celebratory military parade, they wanted a number so ridiculously high that I canceled it. It's not true that he canceled it.
The Pentagon canceled
the
fucking thing.
I believe the Pentagon said this is nuts, yeah.
We're in a kleptocracy. We are in a fascist motherfucking kleptocracy. And I'm not Alex Jones, you know what I mean? I make sense.
Then the favorite part. I will instead attend the big parade already scheduled at Andrews Air Force Base on a different date and go to the Paris Parade, celebrating the end of the war on November 11th.
Christ.
Fuck you. I'm going to Paris.
Wait a second.
Maybe we will do something next year in D.C. when the cost comes, caps lock,
yes,
way down.
I thought that right-wing nut jobs typically poo-pooed people that were like, fuck America. I'm going to go enjoy the parade in France. Or I'm moving to Canada if Donald Trump gets elected. You know what I mean? That's
now we can buy some more jet fighters.
Because we're not having the parade. Now we're buying, we can afford.
Right.
How much is a jet fighter anyway? How much is a shit ton?
How many millions did they say it would cost? Like around 100 million to completely restore clean water to Flint? There you go. I've got an idea. How about that? Instead of, what's 100 million? What is that, two fighters? You know, those things are ridiculously...
Yeah.
They're like 50 to 100 million each.
I don't mean to sound like a negative Nancy, but the thing about parades is nobody needs a parade. It's a parade.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It's extra. They can be fun. You know, I'm not saying ban parades. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't need a parade of our fucking tanks.
Military, right.
And it's going to be
bad on...
Well,
they weren't
going to
let them do the tanks.
Oh, right.
Or they were going to put the tanks on flatbeds because it'll tear up. It would do tens of millions of dollars of damage to the streets of Washington, which unsurprisingly were not paved with tanks.
Yes. No, we didn't think there would be tanks driving through the fucking streets in D.C. Yes, that makes sense. I mean, can we just tell Trump there's a military parade and put some VR goggles on him? Right. He wouldn't know the fucking difference.
Emmanuel Macron's probably like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, don't come here,
now
dickhead.
Trump is going to ruin my fun.
Hey, fuck you.
There we go. Once the story came out that it was going to be 92 million, it was pretty quick that
it was originally
that,
supposed to be 12 million
I
fucking
think,
dollars.
Which is also stupid.
Oh, God. One penny spent on a fucking, I don't know, our guns going up and down. What are we supposed to do at a military parade? Sit there and
nobody
jack off?
Nobody was calling for a military parade. Nobody. Except
what about
Donald J. fucking Trump.
Not the military?
Because he got a little Gherkenstiffen.
Oh, nein.
He was in France.
Oh, look at my Gherkenstiffen!
This is where, I wonder if Hitler stood here.
Yeah. Obama stood here. Pee on it.
Yeah, pee on Obama's spot. Yeah. Put a nice chair at Hitler's.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
What do we got going on here? It's Friday, everybody.
Yay. It's Friday.
Did you see rest in peace to Aretha Franklin,
right.
Queen of Soul, big bummer.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit about Trump's very sympathetic tweets about that. As opposed to
God.
Our president.
You know,
but did you see what Fox did?
Oh, God. What did they do?
Fox News put up a graphic.
Oh, God damn it. Yes.
Did you see this?
Did they tell me? I think I know what you're talking about.
Let's just say there's a reason that on the day that Aretha Franklin passed, there's a reason Patti LaBelle was also trending. And that reason is because in the graphic, there was a picture of Aretha Franklin, a close-up And then they had some graphic-y background. And
a
faded picture of what I assume was supposed to be Aretha performing. And then it says Aretha Franklin, singer. And
yes.
Her 1942 to 2018, Fox News Chiron on the bottom. But it's Patti LaBelle singing.
Why didn't they get her confused with Patsy Cline?
And then they lied. They came out. Did you see the excuse they said they came out with?
No.
They're like, they issued a statement. We sincerely apologize to Aretha Franklin's family and friends.
Yes.
Our intention was to honor the icon using a secondary image of her performing with Patti LaBelle in the full screen graphic. But the image of Ms. Franklin was obscured in that process, which we deeply regret. They put up
a picture of Patti LaBelle.
Well, and it was not a picture of Aretha singing with Patti LaBelle. First of all, I think they hated each other. And second of all, there's the picture, the original picture they use is Patti LaBelle singing all by her lonesome.
At some point, when you fuck up, we've all fucked things up. We've all fucked up. You just have to say, I thought Patti LaBelle was Aretha Franklin and say, I fucked it up.
Don't they know that the people can Google image search. You can instantly you could see the original picture of Patti LaBelle.
And by the way,
there ain't no Aretha too obscure.
And by the way, if I'm working at Fox News and the entertainment, whoever the fuck put this together, my thought would be people are going to expect us to mistake Patti LaBelle for Aretha Franklin.
Blame an intern. Say, hey, we tell them to get a graphic of Patti LaBelle singing with Aretha Franklin. They did was grab Patti LaBelle.
You know, it's sad. It's so sad. It's really shameful. It's really fucked up. One of our major cable news networks thinks Aretha Franklin is Patti LaBelle on the day she died. On the day Aretha Franklin fucking died. Come on, man. You know, our president tweeted about it. Our former president tweeted about it.
You know, sometimes you can get weird results when you Google. If you Google Aretha Franklin, click over on images and scroll down.
Yes.
Eventually you may inexplicably find a Patti LaBelle or find other things because it's in stories maybe about it. Maybe the caption to this picture says Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin hated each other.
Yeah.
And that's why it shows up in Google.
Right.
And maybe whatever idiot was Google searching found that one and thought it was Aretha.
And it would be interesting. It would be sad to if you did a search for the hashtag Aretha Franklin. For the hashtag Aretha Franklin and see how many Patti LaBelle pictures that is tagged on. It's widespread. It's,
well, right.
Racism in this country is widespread. Aretha Franklin is Aretha fucking Franklin. She's not Patti fucking LaBelle.
It's probably some poor young staffer.
Staff.
Who's stupid. Who doesn't know either.
Yeah. Right. But no. It's your job,
well,
though.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That's. I don't think there was anything nefarious involved.
No.
Or
just stupidity.
Profound. And of course.
Yeah.
From Fox.
Right. You know, I've heard this story about. I was listening to all these stories about Patti LaBelle and she grew up in singing in the choir, and she started out as a gospel star. But she grew up and her dad was a preacher. And I don't know how the fuck they got on this interview. This is another Terry Grosser interview. I downloaded a shitload to listen to on the plane while I was praying that to Sky God that we didn't crash. but
it worked.
Yes.
Apparently your prayers were answered.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. God, I almost said Patti LaBelle. Fuck! Aretha Franklin's father was a minister and he was single at the time. And apparently this guy got all this action from his congregation. Like these women that used to be into the preacher used to sit on the front row. Aretha Franklin was sitting there talking to Terry Gross about the short skirts they would wear to try to get the eye of this preacher dude.
Wait, Aretha or Patti LaBelle?
No, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Aretha, what? Did I say Patti LaBelle?
I think earlier again you said Patti LaBelle.
Did I really? Listen.
We're a little confused maybe.
Fuck you all you racists for getting her name wrong because now you're fucking me up. Right, Kate? God damn it. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's why Patti was trending.
Patti LaBelle is trending because of that.
Yesterday, yeah. because of the fuck up from Fox News.
You ever see the episode of Patti LaBelle on that animal show, like Animal Cops in Detroit?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
That is Patti LaBelle.
She was on the Dog Whisperer too.
Patti LaBelle was?
I thought.
She got a shit ton of dogs. Boy.
This is another story. This is, welcome to, America. Everybody.
Yay.
Let's, make sure we treat the drug crisis as a, criminal.
Ooh, perfect.
Instead of, treating it as a health crisis.
You know who did that? The war on drugs. Reagan did that. I think it worked out pretty well.
We always thought DARE stood for drugs are really excellent.
Well, DARE didn't work, right? That was a big story. DARE was a big fuck up. Right.
But abstinence kind of shit doesn't work. Don't do it or don't fuck each other or your dick's going to fall off. Or don't fuck each other or God's going to fry you for all eternity doesn't work. Don't do drugs or you're going to end up sucking cock underneath a viaduct for crack.
At least you're dry.
Here's an idea.
Be honest to kids. Don't tell them shit about stuff in the sky. Be honest.
This happened in New Haven.
Yes.
Connecticut.
Fuck you.
Where over the course of 36 hours.
Yes.
In a public park there.
Okay.
Near Yale.
Right.
Université.
Right. That's where Trump went, right? Or did he go to Harvard?
76 people overdosed.
Oh, my God.
On what they now believe was the same batch of synthetic marijuana.
Oh, shit.
That was laced with fentanyl, the drug they used to kill the guy the other day in Oklahoma.
Oh, right. What's up with this synthetic weed?
I don't know.
Why not
take drugs?
I get that. Hey, listen, if you're out there smoking synthetic weed, I'm going to float an interesting idea out there for you. Get real weed.
What's up with bath salts? You're going to chew somebody's face off. Why do you want to do that?
Open up the window and ask somebody there. Hey,
excuse me.
Hey, Florida.
Neighbor across the street.
That's That's Florida State official controlled substance.
The overdoses are believed. So over 76 people over 36 hours. There's pictures of these emergency.
They're dead?
EMSs. No deaths yet.
Okay. But
they're just finding these people unconscious strewn throughout this park.
Why do people smoke synthetic weed? I don't get it. There's weed out there.
And they don't have the regular stuff.
Well, there's no way. I don't mean to beat this. Is synthetic weed more expensive than weed?
I know nothing about it, to be honest with you.
Smoke normal weed, guys. The weed's great out there. It's synthetic weed. What the fuck?
A drug commonly known as synthetic marijuana laced with fentanyl.
God.
On Thursday, a sample sent to the DEA for testing showed it was just synthetic marijuana, but they're sending more samples because they're like, people don't.
What does synthetic marijuana even look like? Does it look like leaves or? God.
He said that doctors at Yale New Haven Hospital said some of the testing they were able to perform did have cases that have fentanyl.
Right.
So no deaths yet, fortunately.
Right. Oh, is synthetic weed spice?
Okay, maybe.
I think it's spice.
I'm a Luddite.
I don't know. I don't also. Wait, it is. What is synthetic marijuana? It's synthetic marijuana, so knows K2, spice, black mamba.
Oh, yeah, okay. New Haven police said they arrested a man believed to be connected with at least some of the overdoses.
Damn.
They got a second suspect.
Right.
Both suspects were known to officers because they had previously sold the same drug.
Yes.
They said many of the victims told officers that at least one of the suspects was not charging money for the drug and was simply handing it out.
So, wow, that's evil. So he just wanted to kill people.
I don't know. Or maybe he thought the batch was good and he was handing out free samples, trying to get people hooked. I don't know.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. We have the belief that this individual was trying to get people addicted to this product.
Right, right.
Thereby starting a chain of clients for himself.
God. Get into another business, dickhead. Go on eBay. Sell antiques. There's a million things you could do. This selling spice. Where do you even get this?
Cops, firefighters, EMTs were assisting people. One crew member treated 9 victims within 1 hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kidney failure is a side effect of this weed. You know, the normal weed that you get that's real weed, you don't get kidney failure from it. You know what you get? You get a case of the feel goods.
Oh, here at the end it says synthetic cannabinoids are also known as synthetic marijuana, fake weed, or by the brand names K2 and Spice. They contain an artificial chemical that is sprayed on dried plants so that it can be smoked or is sold as a liquid so that it can be used in a vaporizer. The chemicals are called cannabinoids because they mimic chemicals found in marijuana, but they don't actually have much in common with the cannabis plant itself.
So if you're making this spice, you have to be some high-level chemist motherfucker to figure this out.
There was a outbreak earlier this year in Chicago that left 3 people dead. So.
Shit, guys. Smoke weed. Don't smoke this spice.
So they actually take some plant and then spray shit on it, and then you smoke it.
Yeah.
Well,
what do they spray on it?
Whatever this chemical is, yeah.
Stupid. God, there's so much weed out there. I don't get it.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I wonder if they sell spice on Amazon. Surely not.
I'm thinking probably not.
But they do sell bath salts.
Do they?
I mean, it's bath salts, right? I mean, yeah, people use bath salts to sit in a tub.
I thought they were maybe changing their...
Well, you know, that's why...
Bath salts recipes.
Oh, really? Well, this is the same pivot in the marketplace that that baking powder did, right? Or baking soda. Because all of a sudden, people didn't need baking soda for cooking for some fucking reason. And they were like, oh, you know what? If you just open a box of baking soda, you put it in the refrigerator, it makes everything smell good.
Which
so now they're doing
probably
this.
Bullshit, but
is it really? I've done that before.
Does it work?
Yes. Do you want evidence? I don't have any.
Oh.
I don't have any. What do I look like, Amorosa?
I mean,
with all
somebody's
the evidence?
No longer baking bread and cakes at home. The reason is
because
of Pillsbury and all your mixes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People don't.
But people still buy baking soda.
Well, because Arm & Hammer was like, right. Hey, if you put it in your fridge, it'll make it smell nice.
Also, you can make
crack
with it, right?
You can brush your teeth with it.
Oh, yes.
You can do all kinds of shit with baking soda. It's a wonderful substance.
Yes.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Fuck you.
And let's also put the Trump's America tag on this one.
Ooh.
Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Wait. Fuck this. I'm not listening to another goddamn Ten Commandments fucking story.
Correct.
Okay.
This is worse. This is horrible.
Okay.
There is an Oklahoma school that was closed for a couple of days.
Snow?
Because of threats to one of its students.
No.
From locals and other parents because that student is transgender.
Guys, we got to get over this shit. Trans lives matter. Okay, leave people the fuck alone. Don't bully.
The school was closed. I believe it was Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The student identified as Maddie to protect her identity.
Yes.
Has identified as a girl at school for over 2 years now.
Okay.
But it was a different school. And she typically used the staff bathroom to avoid being harassed, and apparently nobody gave a fuck.
Okay. It's sad that she has to do that.
Correct. But when she arrived at the newly reopened middle school building this year, they say that she was unable to find the staff bathroom and went to use the girls' room instead. And of course, hellfire.
Oh my God,
and
guys.
Brimstone. The mother clarified that Maddie had used the girls' room once, one single time.
God, you see, like, people don't. This is why trans lives matter, because when that girl goes to the bathroom, it's a thing. It's a fucking thing.
But a fucking shit drizzle of a human being.
Yes.
A parent found out about it and lost their mind.
Right.
And started posting threatening comments in a Facebook group that is for that school's area. It's a parent group. It's the Achille ISD parent
group. So this guy's going in on Facebook and he's riling up the idiots. You know what I mean?
This person named Jamie Crenshaw says, the transgender is already using the girls' bathroom. We have been told how the school has gone above and beyond to make sure he has his own restroom, yet he is still using the girls.
You're harassing this person. You're posting about this person on social media.
Another member said, how old is this thing?
Disgusting. Damn, wait. If they're posting, then you know who the fuck is posting this shit.
This is a private group. This isn't right. Like, these aren't Russian trolls. This is a private group for parents of this independent school district.
These are adults. These adults sit there at home and they talk to their kids about this trans, about what's her name? Maddie. They talk to their kids about Maddie.
The pseudonym we're using.
Oh, okay. And then these kids go to school and they pick on Maddie because their parents are shitheads and they embolden their shitty, stupid feelings.
Right.
Damn. Hey, if you're woke, go be an ally to a transgender person. What the fuck? This is crazy.
Another scumbag parent wrote, this is terrible. Y'all have great kids, and a little half-baked maggot is causing them probs. We feel for y'all.
See, that is Trump's America. That's dehumanizing. Calling a human being a maggot, like he called Omarosa a dog, like he called MS-13 animals.
Here's one. If he wants to be a female, make him female. A good sharp knife will do the job really quick.
See, now that person should fucking be arrested. They're calling for violence.
Right. Another one said, just tell the kids to kick ass in the bathroom and it won't want to come back.
Oh my God. Do they, these parents understand?
Subhumans.
Yeah, do you understand that the horror this Maddie's got to feel going into the fucking bathroom?
Another person said, whip his ass until he quits coming to school.
Oh, my God, Kate. Call up the Black Panther. Give him a list of these fucknuts on Facebook. Call Dexter, too.
I don't know why these people are in this group, but it says many of the responses seem to come from individuals who do not have students enrolled in the school and who may not even live in the district. But I do know, I don't know if it's in this story, I read maybe another version, that there is a parent that they've asked a restraining order on.
Based on shit they posted?
I think so, yeah. A real parent.
They're adults.
The threats triggered alarm bells for school officials. The school was closed this week after the comments were discovered. They closed a small town school.
That is so fucked up. God.
They were worried that protesters would show up, and they don't have any means to deal with that.
Right.
The thought was, for law enforcement, that you can have an opposing group that might be here and that could lead to problems. So law enforcement asked me if we could shut down till Wednesday so they didn't have to worry.
Why are we shutting
about
down
those 360 kids in addition to what they were already having to deal with?
God, that sucks. Listen, they should be protecting that student from these fucking assholes.
That's the school Achille Superintendent Rick Bean, B-E-E-N-E. He remains committed to a school where everyone should receive a safe and free education.
Yes. This is in Oklahoma?
Yep.
Oh, God damn it.
The mother has taken out a protective order against one of the parents who threatened Maddie in the Facebook group.
Well, good for that. Good for Maddie's parent, because you got to protect your kid. I mean, really, you know, when people make threats like that, don't you have to take them seriously, especially when you're dealing with children? It's crazy, man.
Now a group of decent human beings, parents of the school, are planning a silent rally.
Yes.
on behalf of a transgender 12-year-old, 12 years old, subject to threats of violence.
Imagine you're scared. You know, people pick on each... Kids are fucking mean, and they're cruel, and you need your parents to act like parents.
I saw one comment said something about their... they were accusing her of peeping under the door in the bathroom. She was in there once and probably peed and got the hell out of there.
Of course.
And she's been living as a girl for 2 years now. It wasn't a boy that put on a wig like Louis Gohmert said he would do. I can't guarantee I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have put on a wig and gone into the women's bathroom. Well, that shows what a garbage human being you are.
Yeah, dude. As a society, we should be so outraged at how our politicians are handling this shit. Think about it. Our politicians are wrong. These parents are wrong. These kids are threatening. Somebody called this girl a maggot? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who fucking cares how someone wants to identify? I don't care. Let me know how you want to be identified. I will do my best to identify you as such. If you want to go by they,
yes.
I don't, just forgive me if I fuck up once in a while, but right. I will do my best to identify you as you want to, because I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't bother me in the least bit.
And you know what? I imagine Maddie wants to go to the bathroom in peace.
Right.
She wants to fucking go to school. And I don't think she's going in the bathroom to check anyone out. Or to fuck. This is insane. Man.
Several groups across the state have shown support for her.
Good.
A bunch of letters. Groups are sending letters advocating on her behalf.
This is totally Trump's America.
Both groups offered to provide free education to the school and community about LGBTQ, about the community.
Talk to those parents. Talk to those fucking parents.
Oklahoma is one of these wonderful states that does not currently guard transgender people against discrimination.
Right. You know, I remember Obama came out and said something. He spoke.
Well, the next sentence.
Yes.
Trump administration withdrew the guidance that Obama had issued protecting trans students under federal law. They withdrew that guidance.
Why? You know, stuff like that, it's like the only reason they withdrew that is to appeal to his rabid, shitty, deplorable base.
Give Mike Pence something to smile about when mother's whipping him when he's got his ball gag in.
You know, it's insane because these people are like, they pretend they're scared of a trans person going into the bathroom and checking out their daughter or their son while they're peeing. You know, and that's just faux out. What, I don't know if that's a genuine fear these idiots have or not. But I tell you what is a genuine fear. People are scared of these nutballs, right?
Well, right.
People are scared of these right-wing nut jobs that say racist things, anti-trans things, anti-gay shit. Crazy.
And what a shocker. A pair of studies published last year found a connection between anti-trans victimization and the startling high rates of depression and suicidal thinking among transgender youth.
Oh, God.
Shocker.
Yeah. I mean, the pressure, I can't imagine what the pressure would be like. If everybody, you're under a microscope when you gotta fucking pee. You just want to pee and you just want to go to school. That's it. That's the agenda. That's the trans agenda.
There's an update a day later. The FBI is getting involved. And several other law enforcement agencies are stepping in to investigate the threats.
Yes.
Against her. In order to determine whether any of the comments constitute a hate crime. So there you go.
Of course they do. They called her a maggot. I mean, why is it? I'm sorry. On Facebook, under the terms of service of the agreement, are you allowed to pick on a child like that and call them a maggot? But goddamn, dude, that's calling for straight up violence. Yeah, nobody flags it.
Sounds like they were all jumping on with glee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It. What a horrible people.
Listen, hey, somebody needs to hack in there and, yeah. Expose everybody's name in that private group that says all that shit. That their name should be posted with what they fucking said so we know. We know who these bigots are.
Oh, God, a new story just popped up at Think Progress, what I was talking about earlier even. Fracking is destroying U.S. water supply, warns a shocking new study. Toxic wastewater from fracking jumped 14-fold between 2011 and 2016. And if it continues, may be 50 times bigger than that by 2030.
And if I remember correctly...
Trump wants more fracking.
Oh, yes. But fracking isn't worth it anymore, right?
It's gone up. The price has gone up a little bit.
So it's...
Which
you can make money
exactly
off
what
of
Vlad
it.
Wants.
Right.
And
but our water.
Now the frackers are like, ooh, now it's becoming worth doing it again.
You know, somebody should tell these right-wing nut jobs that you can't drink money.
They don't care. They're sure they can.
They're going to be able to drink. They'll have water.
Here's an $8,000 bottle of wine I've got.
You know that, right? That's probably the irony, right? These assholes that run these fracking places, these rich assholes, probably have solar panels.
I don't know about that. I think they've got so much money, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You're right. Who cares?
Electric bill.
Fuck it. Yeah.
They don't have to worry about their budget.
But they're not going to drink a glass of that fracking water,
right?
It's
not, which bill am I going to pay this month for them, ever?
Oh, no, not at all.
And that's part of the what they're going after the governor, the Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia. What's her name?
Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams. Yep. Because she had some credit card debt she defaulted on and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
But then she says, well, it was literally a choice between like her mother's medication
and paying that bill
or
off.
Paying off the credit card.
God. And by the way, the guy that's running against her, isn't he a tremendous asshole?
Yeah, he's the one that was in his political ad said, I got me a big truck. I'm going to go round up some illegals and drive them out of country.
Oh, my God. Hey, GOP, look at yourself. I mean, look at this.
The illegals thing is just counterfactual.
It's illegal to be a human being. That's what they mean. Because of their skin color. God. What would Jesus do? Fuck faces? You know? I don't know.
Poor Alex Jones having a rough week. His Twitter suspended. Put in Twitter jail.
No.
A couple other websites dropped him.
Is he off Reddit?
No.
Okay.
I think it'd be really hard probably to...
Yes.
Reddit's a weird thing, though. I don't know... If Reddit is that easy to promote yourself, because that's the one where if you only post your own shit, you get ghosted.
But you don't know you've been ghosted, right? You don't realize.
You can figure it out pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not Reddit savvy.
Okay. So Trump is going batshit crazy.
Yes.
We've already said today's tweets were already, batshit.
Right.
He was tweeting about... Oh God. What is this?
What's going on?
Made in America is back. Now, some people would say made in the USA. I personally don't care. The fact is, we're back. We have 400,000 new manufacturing jobs. Our opponent said that could never happen. It has happened, and we're going to develop a lot more in a very short period of time. So, made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
It's him standing on the lawn at the White House. That's it.
What is he talking this video. About?
He's desperate to show how great things are right now as his empire is burning around him.
Is Stephen Miller behind shit like this? This kind of fascist Nazi bullshit?
Yeah, it's right. Like, that's in his wheelhouse.
This is propaganda. It's straight up propaganda.
So just today, I mean, you know, we could go back a couple of days, but just today, he started off with, this is weird. In speaking with some of the world's top business leaders, I asked what it is that would make business parentheses jobs even better in the U.S. Stop quarterly reporting and go to a 6-month system, said one. That would allow greater flexibility and save money. I've asked the SEC to study. One of his buddies, of his rich fuckwad buddies, who's like,
You know, it'd be really easier if we didn't have to file taxes quarterly instead of, how about every 6 months? We save all that money on all those accountants and everything.
Oh, yes. Hey, why don't you just make it once a year? Why don't you just take out all the rules? It's a kleptocracy. God, what a nightmare. All these assholes that you would see at some place like Mar-a-Lago, like all the members of Caddyshack. Remember that movie with Ted Knight?
Yeah, those two guys that are basically running the VA now?
It's our government.
Two drinking buddies, two yes. billionaire drinking buddies, oh, golf yeah, buddies yeah. of Trump's are giving him opinions and policy on the VA.
The White House serves those people. These rich assholes from country clubs. That's how our government sees our
it
country.
It has for a while. Right? No, Trump just...
It's on steroids.
Trump ripped the curtain down.
It's on steroids.
Then he went after Cuomo in his next tweet. Yes. Cuomo said something kind of stupidish about make America great. America was never great or something like the wording was not wise.
Unfortunate.
So Trump went after him.
Yes.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. Which section of that sentence is worse? Trump says.
Oh, my God.
Then the tweet I read earlier about the two tweets I read earlier about his parade and how pissed he is at D.C. And
that's
fuck you. I'm going to Paris instead.
What kind of fucking Donald, if it was important to have the parade and now you're not going to have the parade, why? Where's the logic in I'm going to Paris to watch the French parade? I don't understand.
It's like, I'm going to have a parade without you.
It's not your parade. Well, it's the French parade.
Right. And this one shouldn't be your parade either.
It's not.
Nobody
it's not
wants
his parade.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to show off our military more. We need to show off. Why?
Well, you said, show off the nice clean water in Flint. Fix that problem and then show off the clean water. That would be lovely, right?
Just announced youth unemployment is at 50-year low at Fox and Friends. Then he tweeted, the U.S. has more than doubled the growth rate than it had 18 months ago. I don't know. I'm going to have to fact check that one.
Well, he always lies. When you're talking about numbers, he lies, right?
Wow. Big pushback on Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York for his really dumb statement about America's lack of greatness. I have already made America great again. Just look at the markets, jobs, military, setting records. We will do even better. Andrew choked badly. Mistake.
He choked because he didn't admit that America's great. Is that what this debate's about? He's like, America's great. No, it's not.
There's two more. When a politician admits that, quote, we're not going to make America great again, there doesn't seem to be much reason to ever vote for him. This could be a career-threatening statement by Andrew Cuomo, right, with many wanting him to resign. He will get higher ratings than his brother Chris.
God,
look at a shot at Chris Cuomo.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, I mean, you know, if you want to talk about career-ending statements, how about when you ask Comey to quit investigating the Russia shit?
I lied. There's three more. This is all Cuomo. This is the last 1, 2, 3 tweets are Cuomo, and there's going to be a couple more. Which is worse, high tax Andrew Cuomo? That's his nickname for Cuomo, high tax. Apparently. High tax. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. Or Hillary Clinton's deplorable statement. ...
Right.
Next tweet. I say Andrews was a bigger and more incompetent blunder. He should easily win his race against a super liberal actress, but his political career is over.
Oh, yeah, because he's running against Cynthia Nixon, right?
Right, and I don't necessarily know that Democrats are going to flip their lids about him saying something stupid like that.
No, that's not going to...
Because we're not butthurt nationalists who take great offense at any criticism of the United States of America.
Well, it's childish.
In fact, we frequently criticize the United States of America.
I mean, especially now. I mean, come on.
And then the latest tweet is that clip we played earlier of him. I don't know what the hell. I'm going to film something on the lawn before I leave.
Good Lord, Donald.
So fucked up.
You're nuts.
It's our president.
Yeah. He's crazy. I can't compare him to anybody but Trump. I mean, Like a flamboyant little fascist.
I don't know that we ever played this clip before. This one resurfaced over the weekend.
Crab diving resurface.
This is Donald J. Trump, our president of the United States.
Ooh, perfect.
From an interview in 1989.
Right. Lay down some plastic.
NBC, NBC News was doing a dealio about race in the United States.
Okay.
So who do they go to?
Oh, this guy.
Donald Trump?
Well, he knows something about race. I mean, he's a racist, right? So.
Well, if you ever have a doubt, here is Donald Trump in 1989.
Okay.
From NBC News.
Right.
A well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over a well-educated white in terms of the job market. And I think sometimes...
A well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over a well-educated white in the market.
God, what an idiot. I mean, really, it's just tremendous. He says tremendous.
Well, and just a well-educated black. How about a black person?
How about a human?
Yeah.
What do you have to lose? A lot.
A black.
That's nice.
A well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over a well-educated white in terms of the job market. And I think sometimes a black may think that they don't really have the advantage or this or that. But in actuality, today, currently, it's a great... I've said on occasion, even about myself, if I were starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black because I really believe they do have an actual advantage today.
I would love to be a well-educated black.
Is that not is there a more bigly example of white privilege? He's so
and racism.
Donald Trump just say
black.
Yeah. He's saying that if he was a well-educated black, he'd have more of an advantage. Nobody has more of an advantage in the workplace than Donald Trump. You're an oligarch.
And again, this is the, you know, he's probably talking about affirmative action. He's probably talking about, equality in contracts, like government contracts and stuff. They have to have minority contracts.
But Donald, you have to have that shit because of people like you.
Right.
Exactly. You are the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason affirmative action exists, you dickhead. The state of New York had to sue your fucking orange fucking ass to rent to black people, right?
Even about myself, if I were starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black because I really believe they do have an actual advantage today.
Wow. That's just something else.
I don't know. Do we want to see this? It says, this video that I have is from Mother Jones. It says, later in the program, Spike Lee responded. Do you want to hear?
Oh, fuck,
do you want
yes.
to hear Spike Lee's response to
Absolutely.
Trump?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
From 1989. NBC News.
What's being black in America mean to you?
Well, I certainly don't agree with that, garbage that Donald Trump said. That if he could be reborn or reincarnated, he'd want to come back as an educated black. Because you start off, I mean, he Brian, I didn't believe he said that. I mean, that's crazy.
it's crazy. It is crazy.
It's nuts.
That was in 89.
And the way you can just see when he's not talking about white people, he doesn't have
black
any
dehumanization.
Yeah. He doesn't see people that aren't white.
The black
humans.
The
yeah.
black.
The.
The black will have an advantage.
He's using an article. The.
Yeah.
God. Got Hillary Clinton. You were right. A basket of deplorables. No, you were wrong. What size basket? What size basket? Holy fuck.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
We could talk about Eric Prince a little bit, but...
Oh, God, I read
Trump's playing footsie with him again. Yes. Eric Prince is again trying to somehow figure out a way to get the Afghan war privatized. They're saying Trump is frustrated. Why haven't we won it yet?
Because it's Afghanistan.
Because it's complicated, yeah. Talk to your Russian boyfriend and ask him how well he did in Afghanistan for all those years.
If I understand Afghanistan correctly, it's a shit ton of little tribes and stuff, right? And they all have their own rules.
And mountainy.
Yes.
And horrible terrain. And right.
And all the people that fight in Afghanistan for the Taliban or for whoever, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Forever. It's not like they know how to fight.
So he's saying that Eric Prince is saying that Trump's frustrated because he gave the Pentagon what they wanted and they haven't delivered.
Delivered? What does he think? He's like, so you want a trophy? Somebody send him a trophy. Well,
right.
God.
It's simplistic. He really thinks I have no doubt that somewhere in a meeting somewhere, he said, well, what about a nuke?
Oh, God, that's crazy.
Do you?
No.
What about a tactical nuke? Why can't we just end this?
You know why?
Drop a few nukes in the hills.
Do you know why I agree with you? Because he said it. He said it.
Right.
He fucking said it to Chris Matthews. He said, I wouldn't take a nuclear bomb off the table talking about Europe.
Why have them if you're not going to use them? He's said.
If we've learned anything from Donald Trump, we should know that when he says something that he's going to do that's horrible, he wants to do it.
Well,
right?
What could go wrong with a private army paid for by taxpayer dollars that only report to Trump?
Oh, lots.
What
Everything.
Could go wrong there?
Well, we're going to have Trump heroin. You know what I mean? He'll just start selling heroin out of Afghanistan.
I've decided that my Blackwater friend has to deploy his troops into Chicago.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
They're talking about that today. This Eric Prince. And let's not forget that he's Betsy DeVos's, Ditzy DeVos's.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, according to Omarosa, that's what Trump calls Betsy DeVos.
Ditzy DeVos?
Ditzy DeVos when she's not around.
Doesn't he like what she's doing to education? I mean, he wants it destroyed, right? The education department. She's doing it. Why not be nice to her, Donald?
Well, that's his, pet name. She's a woman.
Yes.
She has a vagina.
Oh,
so
right,
he's got to
right.
marginalize her in some way.
What does he call Ben Carson? Sleepy Ben Carson?
The N-word.
Oh, yeah.
When he's not around.
Right. You know what came up in the news again? I think because of that nipple thing and button. The fact that Modi, the guy, the Prime Minister of India, he makes that voice. Were we talking about that?
Yeah, he does the Apu from...
Simpsons
voice.
That's insane. I am Modi. Good job, Donald.
Horrible.
You're a dick.
Our president.
Yay.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Sky God, how could you?
We haven't heard from this guy in a while. Well, let's do a little sea hair of good news.
A sea hair of positivity.
The Republican primary was held this week.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
My second home state.
All right. Did the Nazi win?
Well, no. That's the good news.
Oh, God. That's nice. Isn't that great, Kate?
From Right Wing Watch, Paul Nealon may be an anti-Semite and a white nationalist.
Yes.
But he won't be the next Republican representative elected to serve in Congress by the people of Wisconsin.
Head back into the woods, you fucking Nazi. Fuck you.
Terrifying, though.
Yes.
That he did earn 11% of the vote.
Oh, my God. How many votes is that? Do we know?
It's like 6,000 or something like that. But
6,000 people in Wisconsin voted yes for a Nazi.
Right, right. An avowed white nationalist anti-Semite got 6,000 votes, 11%.
So I hear that information. What do? When you hear people just in your life saying Nazi bullshit, do you take him to task? Do you tell him what's what? Or do you, fuck.
Republican Brian Stiel, S-T-E-I-L.
Brian Stiel.
Led Nealon by over 24,000 votes.
God, imagine if you can't beat a Nazi. Holy shit. Good job, dude.
Nealon, to remind everyone, ran against Paul Ryan in 2016. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact he got endorsements from big name conservatives like Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter,
bam,
and Steve Bannon, by the way, loser that I am, I'll probably tonight be watching the Steve Bannon interview on MSNBC at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What's he going to talk about?
He's on with Ari Melber, and I don't know, that one kind of fascinates me to see what's going on with him, because he's been running around Europe stirring up fascism. Literally.
What does he want?
Chaos. He's
an ideologue, right? Like, he believes all that bullshit. That's terrifying.
After he lost that, but we didn't know he was all anti-Semite white nationalist. He was stealthy in that election.
Yes.
It was after that that he started tweeting out unvarnished anti-Semitism.
Yes.
At the end, he was on a podcast called Fash the Nation. They're not even hiding it.
Right.
They want fascism.
Nobody wants that except these weird Nazi fuckers.
He got kicked off of Twitter. At the end of last year, he exploded in an alt-right flavored meltdown after some public rhetorical altercations with Jewish conservative commentators.
I mean, he was in the White House, dude. Steve Bannon had a job in the White House.
A big job.
So,
despite the fact that he went all anti-Semitic, it still took the Wisconsin GOP over 2 months to finally disavow him.
Oh my God. Just say, how is it hard? Listen, just be against Nazis. That's all we're asking. Look at the GOP. You can't get these guys to be against Nazis.
So Paul Neelan defeated in the primary.
Bye, stupid.
Bigly, but 11% of the people still need to be kept an eye on.
No, absolutely, man. Yeah, take your robes, your hoods, your Nazi shit, shove it up your ass. Goodbye. Fuck you.
Now for this Faithless Friday.
Jesus! God!
We uncork a particularly old bottle of wine that we haven't heard from in a while.
Uncork me!
From Colorado, former Colorado State Representative.
Yes.
And former, was he Navy or Army?
He was
Navy,
Army.
I want to say. Maybe.
Chaplain, right?
Chaplain,
yes.
Yeah.
This guy is a dickbag.
Gordon Klingenschmitt.
Yak ejaculate.
Inexplicably elected to the Colorado. Well, explicably, given current state of affairs here.
They must be smoking this spice
asshole,
up there.
And it was what, 10 minutes before he got
in trouble.
Smacked down even by the Republicans of Colorado.
Dude.
For shit that he said.
Imagine that.
Well, Gordon's back. I think he's still doing his. What is his called? Something in Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah. Show. Yeah.
I was thinking Past Assault, but that's Past, Coach Dave.
Yes. Who would watch any of these shows?
Pray in Jesus' name. Here is Gordon Klingenschmitt talking basically about us.
Yes, crab diving?
Well,
let's take a moment and discern the spirits.
He's discerning the spirits, everyone. Take a moment.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You pull their pants down.
Yeah, pee on me.
Moment and discern the spirits. You know, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. I just, but seriously, in this story, we have human actors, right? People who feel anxiety.
I believe he is talking about us.
Right.
Like the people who are upset and pissed off that Trump is president. This is about anti-Trump people.
Oh, okay.
And liberals.
Oh, shit.
In this story, we have human actors, right? People who feel anxiety inside of themselves. And we have the president and we have the psychologists. And those are the human actors. Where is the spirit of God in this story? How do you discern the demonic spirits? Well, I'm sure those who suffer from Trump derangement syndrome.
Good people watch this and are like, oh, yeah. Tell us, Gordon. Help us discern the demonic spirits.
There's no amount of outrage that is appropriate for a goddamn racist, fascist, tyrant, anti-trans, anti-gay, fucking anti-immigrant dickbag in the offices. No amount of outrage is appropriate, you fuck.
I'm sure those who suffer from Trump derangement syndrome look at the president and say, he must be demonized because he makes me feel so anxious inside.
What?
But again, these are people who are deranged.
No, we don't believe in demons.
What?
To go back to square one.
Do you want Trump to be demonized? Or he thinks he should be demonized? Or
he thinks we think Trump is demonized, but many of us don't believe in demons.
Yeah, we're not.
And
I don't know.
Even those that do are like, well, he's just a fucking asshole,
right?
And evil, and every look up every negative adjective you can think of for a human being. I'm not kidding you. What negative adjective can one think of for Trump that Trump does not embody for a human?
Sloth. He's lazy, right?
He knocks off all seven of those deadlies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Glutton, greed.
Is he vain? Would you consider him vain?
Those raccoon eyes, reverse raccoon eyes?
Hateful. He's hateful. Is that one? Is that a deadly sin?
Well, no, I don't know the seven deadlies, but...
What about coveting thy neighbor's wife? Does he do that? Does he covet? Of course he does.
Does covet mean fuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll fuck anything, then, yeah. Right? I mean, you know.
Here's Gordon.
But again, these are people who are deranged. So are they properly discerning the evil spirit inside of President Trump? No. Because of their derangement, because of the demons inside them, they project their anxiety onto someone else who might be causing their anxiety. But it's not inside the president. If anything, he might be influenced by the spirit of God sometimes.
But it's impossible to consider that maybe the people who are fighting for, I don't know, people being treated well, equally.
Yes.
Equal opportunity, no racism, right. No sexism, no homophobia, no Islamophobia, no anyophobia.
Well, was the president influenced by the spirit of God when he decided about this no zero tolerance shit with immigration?
Well, according to Gordon, I'm sure.
Hey, God, I have a question. Why didn't you help Donald Trump understand that Puerto Rico is in the United States, at least? Why didn't you do that?
They speak Mexican.
Oh, okay. They speak Mexican. We're fucked.
Sometimes. The demon is inside of those who welcome this fear and this anxiety. And the Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So if God didn't give you a spirit of fear and anxiety and derangement, but you're feeling this spirit of fear and anxiety and derangement inside of you, is that coming from God? No, that's coming from the devil.
Okay.
And the demonic spirit of fear inside of these people who have Trump derangement syndrome may require an exorcism.
Ooh.
We need to be exorcised because we hate the shitbag in the White House.
I want one. I want to be exorcised. Okay, do it right now.
I don't want to listen to some asshole spouting Latin at me.
Sure.
What is exorcism?
Is it Latin? Or they?
Sure. You got to scare them away with Latin.
Right. What about speaking in tongues?
Sure.
They do that? So stupid.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't been to one.
You haven't? You never been to one exorcism and you're Catholic.
Is that like something you do on Thursdays?
No, but
after bingo and you grab Hattie
shit, dude.
From the old lady who's got the tremors and exercises.
Water, ocean water.
Board? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. Good job, dickhead.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jesus. Yay. Christianity.
God, I don't know which one to choose now. Let's go after the Mormons for a moment.
Oh, sure. That's great. Let me talk to a rock in my hat, and then I'll tell you how to live. The fuck?
Well, Ryan.
Yes?
The Mormon Church has officially said, stop calling us Mormons.
Oh, okay. Right. What do I call you?
In reversal from years of branding and more than a century of colloquial use,
we're pivoting.
The religion commonly known as the Mormon Church is now asking people stop using the word Mormon.
Right. Okay.
When referring to them.
Sure.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced that the nickname Mormon and the abbreviation LDS should be avoided.
I didn't know about that. LDS. Instead, what the fuck is that?
Latter-day Saints.
Oh, okay.
Instead, the church should prefer to be called the Church, or the Church of Jesus Christ, right, or the Restored Church of Jesus Christ.
This is like when Prince wanted us to call him the artist formerly known as Prince.
The symbol.
Very similar. The Church, that's what I call them?
The Style Guide.
Oh!
The new 2018 Mormon Style Guide. Did you get yours?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I guess it's the rule
book. Like how you
it's
dress?
The Mormon rule book.
Oh, okay. It's not like what you wear. Magic underwear, all kinds of bullshit.
The faith's leader, here's where it gets fun.
Okay.
President Russell Nelson said in a statement, quote, "The Lord has impressed upon my mind the importance of the name he has revealed for his church."
The thing about these Mormons, when they start saying what God told them to do, you better start thinking, this perv just wants to fuck my daughters, right?
Why is God only talking to him?
I don't know.
Why doesn't God just tell everybody? Hey,
everybody.
Yeah.
Don't say Mormon.
That would be a lot easier. No, he only reveals himself to this creepy old white dude.
What the fuck? It's bizarre. Everything about the Mormon shit is bizarre. I mean, all the religions are fucking bizarre, but Jesus Christ. Now don't call me Mormon.
That's right up there with Joseph Smith, right? Oh, yes. I totally got a revelation from an angel, and he told me, go forth and fuck young girls.
Yes. You know what all these religions should be concerned about? I don't know. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Don't say Mormon anymore. Who gives a fuck? You guys, figure out how your priests, your preachers, your ministers, et cetera, figure out how to stop them from molesting children. That's what you guys all should be concerned about, right?
Well, and I'm sure it's not only the Catholics, but yeah.
No, it's everybody. There's all kinds of shit going on.
A lot of jubilation going on.
We did a story about some Mormons not too long ago. They were like the mob. They took over a whole fucking town. You know what I mean? Do I need to take the dog out? I'll take her out right now.
She's moving around. She's up and around. The dog has the poops. We'll just put it that way. The good news, a little bit of good news. We've talked about it for a long time here at Crab Diving, that in Arkansas for the longest time, there's been legal battles raging over the Ten Commandments that were in front of the courthouse. And part of one of the legal battles was that the Satanic Temple was going to sue for equal time and was like, well, if you're going to put your religious monument up in the public sphere on public property, then we have to have equal time. And they commissioned and crafted a giant bronze statue of Baphomet, the goat-headed god. It's a giant thing with Baphomet sitting down, and there's a couple of children on either side of him looking up adoringly at the goat god, the goat head god. There was a revelation of an official revealing of the Baphomet statue at the Arkansas State Capitol building. They want to install it there permanently, just like State Senator Jason Rapert did with his Ten Commandments monument. We've talked about Jason Rapert before.
Oh, God.
He's
Ten Commandments.
Quite the asshole. So they had it out there on a flatbed, future home of the Baphomet monument. It said,
I love it.
And I just don't know how they're going to try to get out of putting equal time.
Aquaman. I want a statue of Aquaman.
All right.
I worship Kate. Put a big statue of Kate up there.
The Mr. Rapert, Senator Rapert, in response to the scheduled protests against the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Wrote a screed on his Facebook.
Screed.
The Constitution, the people of Arkansas, the Constitution. Yeah. Basically, it's like there's more of us than you, and you can't stop us.
So I want to force my faith upon you.
Yeah.
They never think, what would it be like if, you know, some Satanist was forcing their faith upon Mr. Raper?
Nobody wants
that. Doesn't happen.
The Satanic Temple doesn't want to make statues of Baphomet. They would rather not do any of this.
It's a reaction to what you're fucking doing, you fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lucian Greaves, the spokesperson of the Satanic Temple, he thanked Raper for being there. For not being there. He just thanked him in his opening remarks. It'll be up to the courts to decide whether the Baphomet statue can go up permanently or if the Ten Commandments monument needs to come down.
Yes.
Worst case scenario is that some Christo-fascist mullahs that are being crammed onto these courts by fucking Mitch the Bitch, Cocaine Mitch McConnell, and by
Cocaine Mitch, baby,
and Trump.
Oh yeah, they're gonna do horrible shit.
These assholes are gonna say too bad about you non-Christians. We're in charge.
Fuck you.
Suck on this Ten Commandments.
Ooh yes, please.
In obvious preference to Christians.
Oh, totally.
Which is bullshit.
Right. It's totally bullshit. Wait, what are we supposed to call the Mormons again? I forgot. I just want to make sure I get it right.
The Church.
That's so stupid. God, fuck off the church.
Or the Church of Jesus.
Yes.
Or the Church of Jesus Christ of,
Latter-day Saints.
God, I think we need to go.
Fuck you.
I've got a whole bunch of other stories, though.
Right. Save it for Monday!
Let's do a little tease for Monday. We've got something from our... we've talked about this guy before.
Yes.
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah, really. I mean, God.
He is also famous for, he's a prosperity preacher. And one of the famous clips we played was him talking to another prosperity preacher talking about their private jets.
Ooh, yes.
And how one of them got the revelation from the Lord as they were riding on their private jet that God wanted them to have a second.
Yeah. He's got to have a... I thought he had to have an upgrade on his
Something
jet.
Like that.
It's just... it's loony.
Well, we've got news on the jet.
Yes.
And news on Kenneth Copeland.
Perfect.
And a clip.
Right.
And we'll play that on Monday. Back to the old schedule. We're back 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite app, crabdiving.com. Listen to all the other great stuff here on the network, streaming 24/7 at crabdiving.com.
/listen. That's right, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon tonight if you're in Pensacola.
Yes.
You can see Ryan. Go to the Rated R Comedy Show.
That's right.
Go to RatedRComedy.com. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Instagram or on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
I'm a Satan, and I'm going to suck you better. Dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.